Let's head over there right now. This is a great time, according to Roger Peterson, to take care of that. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Greg. It really is. As you and I were just talking about, gold is at about a four-year high. It's just over $1,700 an ounce now. And it's amazing how many people have old class rings or broken chains or things that are out of, or gold that's out of style. And they're just not going to wear it. They want white, not yellow, or they want this and not that, which makes sense. And why have it just sit around at $1,724 an ounce at the moment? It ups and downs, but nothing ever stays up and nothing ever stays down. This is probably the best time in recent history if you've got some scrap gold to bring it over and take the cash for it.
Do you get a lot of folks that do that, Roger?
We really do, and it's amazing how far away they come for us. Not overly far, but we get Hillsdale and all the way up into Lansing, and a lot of Grass Lake people come all the way here, and it makes sense with this kind of high price. And we've done something to try to help the public that's pretty much unheard of. We've actually lowered our price in the store for what we're selling, and we actually raised our price for what we're buying. I know it sounds silly, but we're trying to get people come back into Jackson, start shopping again, and this puts cash in their pockets, and maybe they'll see something here they like as well. And if they don't want to sell it, they can always use it for trade.
Yeah, hey, I was over there yesterday. You have a fantastic selection, although I did not get the chance to see my true love is old hockey cards. I didn't get a chance to check those out, but got a great lineup, and you're just getting back into the swing, right?
We really are. And you mentioned hockey cards. David over at the Collector Zone side just bought five sets of 84-85 Topps hockey complete sets with the Yzerman rookie.
Wow.
Yeah. He was just telling me about it. And a lot of other collectibles were digging out and putting fantastic prices on for any way that people want to come in.
You guys have a lot of unique items too, don't you?
Oh, we really do. We have a lot of signed stuff from U of M football, Michigan State. We've got a lot of Tigers stuff from the past. It's really amazing how the collector's zone has grown over the years.
What about on the jewelry side, Roger? A lot of unique things there also.
Always there. Dan Wood, who's one of our top goldsmiths, used to be one of the goldsmiths at one time for the downtown store at Dupuis, and he just sits back there and designs and makes, and it's really some of the unique items in here are never found anywhere else.
So, feel good to get back?
Oh, it really does. That time off was extremely difficult.
So, if you have gold laying around and you want to turn that into some profit, right?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the time to do it. Nothing ever stays up this high for very long, and we certainly don't want this to get by people that have it just sitting in their drawers doing nothing.
Are you up to regular hours, Roger?
We are again now, Mondays and Wednesdays until 5 o'clock, Tuesdays and Thursdays 6, Fridays 5:30, and Saturdays 11 to 2.
Beautiful. Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Yep, you have a good one. Take care.
Roger Peterson, Peterson Jewelers, and the Collector's Zone.